Day 433, Friday, June 7th, 2 Kings 15, 1 4 and 2 Chronicles 26, 1 15, 2 Kings 15, 1 4 NKJV. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah the son of Amaziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done, except that the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. 2 Chronicles 26, 1:15 NKJV. Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah, after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabna, and the wall of Ashdod, and he built cities around Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians who lived in Gurbal, and against the Munites. Also the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vinedressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by companies, according to the number on their roll as prepared by Jeiel the scribe and Maaseiah the officer, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The total number of chief officers of the mighty men of valor was 2,600, and under their authority was an army of 307,500, that made war with mighty power, to help the king against the enemy. Then Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stones, and he made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. Daily deep dive. The UCG reading plan states, a note about the name of the king. 2 Chronicles uses the name Uzziah for this king of Judah, whereas 2 Kings calls him Azariah. In the original Hebrew, there is only one letter different, R, in the two names. It is believed that Uzziah may have been his official name as king and Azariah his given name. The story of Uzziah again reveals the problem of human nature that we can all face. He started well, 2 Chronicles 26, 4, and did a great deal to build up Judah, but as we shall see in a later reading, his good attitude didn't last and his reign ended in tragedy. Putting the chronologies together, we can come up with the following picture. Uzziah's father Amaziah was only 15 when Uzziah was born, when Josh still reigned on the throne of Judah. On the death of Josh, Amaziah became king when Uzziah his son was 12 years old, and when Amaziah was taken captive by Israel 4 years into his reign, Uzziah was made king at age 16. Amaziah was released from captivity 10 years later, when Uzziah was 26. The two then had a co-regency until Amaziah's death 15 years later, when Uzziah was 41. Uzziah then reigned 27 more years. His mentor was a godly man called Zechariah. This was not the prophet of the book of Zechariah. Very likely, it refers to the son of Jehoiada, 2 Chronicles 24 20-21, who was still alive in Uzziah's childhood before his execution by Uzziah's grandfather Josh. For a number of years, Uzziah followed the godly advice he was given. Judah's prosperity at this time owed much to the king's loyalty and faithfulness to God. Uzziah had a great interest in agriculture, building towers and wells in the desert, and promoting farming and animal husbandry. Archaeology confirms that forts were built in the Negev desert during the 8th century BC. From earliest times, farming has been difficult in Palestine, Water is seldom available in ample quantities, making necessary the construction of cisterns. CF 2 Chronicles 26 hours and 10 minutes, Nehemiah 9:25, or the use of streams for irrigation. During the 5-month summer season, a farmer could expect little if any rain, and even after October the rainfall was often irregular. Added to these natural difficulties were the amazingly stony terrain, the devastation that often followed the hot desert winds from the sea, and crop losses from such eventualities as locust plagues. Agriculture. The New International Dictionary of Biblical Archaeology, 1983. The fact that Uzziah was able to achieve tremendous prosperity for Judah in such a difficult location is a tribute to his foresight and obedience to God. The wealth this generated meant that he could equip and extend his defense forces, and this led to a period of national expansion, which happened at the same time as the national expansion of the northern kingdom under Jeroboam II. Surely no coincidence. This simultaneous expansion prevented one nation from taking over the other one. Indeed, Uzziah and Jeroboam formed an alliance for much of their reigns and together ruled for a brief time an area nearly as large as the Empire of David and Solomon. Nelson Study Bible, Introductory Notes on Amos. Sadly, in the end, as we will later see, Uzziah's pride in his strength was his downfall, as it so often is. Compare Leviticus 26 hours and 19 minutes, Proverbs 16, 5, Proverbs 29 hours and 23 minutes, Isaiah 2, 12, Isaiah 13, 11, 2 Chronicles 32 hours and 26 minutes, Malachi 4, 1, James 4, 6. This should serve as a warning for all leaders, and, given the religious context, particularly those in God's church, 1 Timothy 3, 6. Indeed, the warning applies to all Christians. Pride and ego are great destroyers. Paul writes about our need to resist and suppress these aspects of human nature. Philippians 2, 3-4. Finally, it should be noted that even though Uzziah did what was right during most of his reign, all was not well in Judah. The prophets Amos and Hosea preached during this period. Their warnings, which we will be reading next, indicating the likelihood of serious problems at the time. Though their messages, as we will see, were primarily for the future. Indeed, it is usually in times of plenty that character is corrupted the worst, and God's judgment becomes imminent. Compare Deuteronomy 8:10-20, and